Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1908, the Medford Daily Tribune came up with a popularity contest to boost its dwindling circulation and that of the biweekly Southern Oregonian. The six-week contest promised Oregon women, married or single of any age, a certain number of points for collecting new subscriptions to either of the two newspapers. The one with the most points would win the grand prize, a new Rio Roadster. Other prizes included a building lot and several gold watches, business school scholarships, and $100 piano certificates. During the six-week contest, women from Central Point, Oregon to Siskiyou County, California brought in subscriptions. Some women must have taken subscriptions for every member of the family, including grandparents and newborn babies, to improve their chances of winning. Many residents bought five-year subscriptions to back their favorite candidate. A woman from Jacksonville, Laura Neuber, was the grand prize winner. A photograph shows her smiling in the driver's seat of her new car. The second prize, a building lot in a fashionable Medford neighborhood, went to 7-year-old Brownie Purden of East Medford. The owner of the Tribune and Southern Oregonian couldn't have been happier. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.